This is Jazz Nightly on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening, I'm Carl Gerke. Alex Mass is originally from Rapid City. He also studied music at Northern State University in Aberdeen. He lived and played in New Orleans for more than 5 years. He's currently based in Chicago. And beginning this week and continuing over the next couple of months, he's releasing some new recordings. His Water Music Project and the first volume of a series called Alex Massa Plays Well With Others are the first to come out. Alex Massa joins me on the line. And Alex, welcome back to Jazz Nightly.
Thank you for having me, Carl. It's great to be back.
So how are things right now in Chicago?
Well, they are, for the first time, the same exact way they are in every other city in the world. But for the most part, things are good. The weather's getting a little bit better and just working on getting new music out and in light of everything. But yeah.
I imagine your social distancing and staying at home, is this allowing you to then take this time and concentrate on music, or is that what you'd be doing anyway?
I mean, it would kind of be what I was doing anyway, but the social distancing definitely is a little bit more isolating. I prefer the word solitude, but it's allowing me to focus on really getting this music out so I can start working on some new stuff.
So has this changed your plans that you originally had for releasing this music, or are you going by what you originally planned in getting this music out?
No, it's definitely changed the plans. I was really focusing on releasing Water Music pretty much only on vinyl in probably the middle of July or end of July. And when everything kind of went down over the past month in the United States, I was talking to my partner and I asked her if it would be a good idea if I just pushed everything through and just released all this music. And we both kind of figured that people would be wanting to hear some new stuff and would welcome an interruption from the chaos.
This music that's coming out, these are different projects that you've been working on over, what, the past year or so?
Yeah, so Water Music is a project that I kind of officially started just about a year ago, but I've been thinking about for a while, ever since the protests at Standing Rock, and Plays Well With Others, Alex Massa Plays Well With Others, is a project that I've been working on for about the past 4 years, and now everything's just kind of coming to fruition in terms of getting recordings out there and also having recordings to put out there.
So is this pretty exciting moment right now for you to have all this music and now making it, you've been working on it for a while and now making it available for people to hear?
Yeah, it really is exciting, and nobody else knows this yet, but yesterday I got a call from a record label, and they were interested in basically signing me for these two records that I'm about to put out. And so as of this morning, my one record, Alex Massa Plays Well With Others, will be released this Friday through Ears and Eyes Records, and Water Music will be released within the next couple of weeks or maybe within the next month, also on Ears and Eyes Records.
Well, congratulations on that. I imagine that'll help get your music out to an even bigger audience than what you originally had in mind.
Yeah, indeed. I wasn't really planning on it. You know, I was sending my music out to some places, but when you keep getting no over and over again, you start to kind of get used to that. And so I was just going, and I was just ready to do everything independent, and everything kind of came together at the last minute, so I'm very grateful, and I feel very lucky that it happened in this moment.
Well, we're going to hear a couple of parts from your Water Music project, and what was the inspiration for this? You mentioned a little bit that the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, but also the Flint, Michigan water crisis, and also the inspiration for this, too.
You know, the overarching concept for Water Music is to kind of bring more awareness to a broader audience about the global water crisis that is currently happening and has been happening for really the past 100 years, but it's really taken a more serious turn in the past 25. So, you know, that's the overarching concept. But within that, I really find the most inspiration from the people that rise up out of these different situations that keep happening that have now come to be known as water protectors, people that are putting their lives on the line to make sure that everybody, regardless of their skin color or what they believe in or who they voted for, to make sure that they have clean water, that they have access to be able to take a clean shower in the morning, that they have access to go and grab a glass of water when they're stuck inside for 3 weeks straight.
So how do you then take that and apply that to music? How do you express that through music?
Well, that's the difficult part, Carl. But the live version of water music, when performed, also incorporates a lot of spoken word and speeches by these water protectors, and also speeches by public figures and politicians and all those around us in power that have failed us and continue to fail us. So when you see this work performed live, you would hear speeches by water protectors such as Autumn Peltier, Mari Kopany from Flint, Michigan, and any number of leaders from the Great Sioux Nation that were at those protests or anywhere else in the world, because it's not just in America.
This is Jazz Nightly on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and Alex Mass is with me on the line as he releases a series of recordings over the next couple of months, and Water Music is out this week, a series of works inspired by water protectors. And Alex, I'm wondering, how important are your fellow musicians in as collaborators in the creation of this music?
I would say they are the most important.
How did you work together with them? You know, what was their role in the creation of this music?
I had a little bit different approach to writing music and to bringing it into a ensemble setting. And everybody in this collaboration, and really every collaboration that I work with, I choose to work with those musicians because I admire what it's like to work with them and to create with them. And so when I bring in sketches, or I'll bring in melodies with a little bit of form and a little bit of harmony, but I call on the people that I do because they are able to grasp my idea of limitlessness, if you will, and just go with it. And they can, everybody has open ears and they're listening and they care about each other and they want to make something that sounds great.
As collaborators, do they bring out certain things in your music that you hadn't thought of when you were first putting these together, when you were first sketching your music out?
Absolutely. I brought a lot of this music in, and I had played Black Snake before, but I didn't really know how I wanted to play it until I brought it in to Isaiah. And Isaiah really breathed a life into it that I didn't know it could have. It was actually at that moment that I realized that the move to Chicago that I made was a really great decision. And it was the same with Anton and with Maya and Artie, and everything they play makes me think about just not my playing, but how I'm approaching music and how I'm approaching life in general. They all have a very unique way of dealing with it, and it really makes me think more in depth about how I'm acting and how I'm responding on the bandstand.
Well, that collaboration sounds very inspiring. Like this must bring, I don't know if excitement is the right sort of the right word I'm looking for, but just makes you, maybe inspires you to do new things and to see how far you can push your music.
Absolutely. I have been very fortunate to have been involved in a lot of projects for the past 7 years that were always writing new music. And that has always inspired me to keep on pushing the boundaries and testing really my boundaries. You know, everything in music has been done before. Nothing's been done before. You know, we could have that conversation all night, Carl, but when it comes down to it, it's how you test your own boundaries and how open are you to somebody else's ideas, even though they might not be something that you thought might have worked in your life.
This music that we're listening to from the Water Music Project, as well as it plays well with others. If people are interested in finding this music, where can they go and hear it once we're done with our broadcast here?
Water Music won't be out for a couple weeks, but Alex Massa Plays Well With Others will be out on Bandcamp through Ears and Eyes Records. And it's exclusively on Bandcamp. You won't find it on Apple Music. You won't find it on Spotify. You won't find it on Tidal. You won't find it on any streaming services except for Bandcamp. And it's going to be released on a pay-what-you-can basis. So if you've fallen on hard times and you still want to give something and you can give 25 cents, the album's all yours. If you can afford a little bit more and you'd like to throw a little support, you can pay $10 or $20. Or if you really love me, you can even pay $100 for my record.
There's so many unknowns right now. You were thinking about touring, coming to South Dakota again, and bringing this music to audiences here. Is that still a hope, even if the dates are unknown at this time?
Absolutely. It was really funny because you and I were talking right before everything kind of exploded.
Right.
And then the next email I sent was actually a change of plans. But yeah, I'm still intending be in Rapid within the next 6 months with one of these projects, but I would really love to bring Water Music to the Black Hills.
And of course, the invitation to play live on Jazz Nightly, either in Rapid City or here in Sioux Falls, that is still open. So we look forward to having you on the program again live. And Alex Massa, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Jazz Nightly, and thanks for sharing this music with us. And I look forward to talking with you more and hearing the music that you have coming up in the next couple of months.
Absolutely, Carl. Thanks a lot.